Hello, everyone. Hi, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy, and welcome to another session. And here we go again. Well, welcome. This is a different one today. Today, we're going to talk about something we talk about at EA, at the Entrepreneur Academy, a lot. And this is, what is entrepreneurship actually about? Why do we need an academy for entrepreneurship? What does this even mean? I mean, is it all about starting businesses? What's the point? So let's talk about this a little bit. So maybe I think there is a bit of a misunderstanding, and I think it has a lot to do, especially here in Europe. This has a lot to do with the American way and what Americans very often understand under entrepreneurship. Now, I'm not here to judge, you know, I don't make a difference between Europeans and Americans, don't get me wrong, but in America, we have a very, very different way of life. Everything is driven towards achieving something. Everything is driven towards money and monetary aspect, power, and so on. You can see this. I mean, wherever you go in the United States, it's all about this. There is a huge gap between the rich people and the poor people. Now, in some countries in Europe, we have a very similar approach. We have also a huge gap. I mean, you can look at countries like the UK, even Germany. The level of people who have very little money or just enough money to survive is pretty high. I mean, we're talking about, you know, two digits, and there isn't a one. There's more a four in front of it. So this is a big number. When you think that these nations are, you know, they're very rich. They're not poor nations. They're not, you're not scraping around trying to figure out a way of surviving every single day. It's not like that. So when we're talking about entrepreneurship, and as the Entrepreneur Academy Europe, we're of course looking at entrepreneurship in the European aspect. In Europe, we have very different scenario. First of all, we have many, many different countries. We have different cultures. We have different languages. We have so many different aspects, which we do not have in the United States. So comparing the States with Europe it's not fair. It's not right, right? On top of this, we have another big thing here in Europe, that we have a very different social system. Our system is really based on you getting a job, building a career for yourself, and that's it. You run it until you become a pensioner, and then after this, you get your pension, and that's it. That's pretty much the way we're thinking here. In the States, it's quite different. In the States, you either make it or you break. You know, these are the two things. I mean, you have a certain period of time to actually make it, and that's it. It's true, if everybody's trying to make it, there is more opportunity. It creates itself. This is natural. This is what happens. While in Europe, we don't have that much opportunity. Now, I'm not saying you cannot take things in your hands, you can't create business or anything like this. Of course you can, but it isn't quite the same thing. We're not looking at it the same way. It comes over very simple. If you look at the French language, for example, and you look at something like an entrepreneur, where, by the way, the word entrepreneur comes from the French, and I would like everybody to pronounce it entrepreneur and not entrepreneur, like some people do. I find that horrible. But anyway, if you're thinking about entrepreneurship, then it's about a person who takes things in his hands. Very often, if you're talking about an entrepreneur in the Flemish or Dutch areas or in the French areas, they are thinking about like a gardener or a handyman. This is more the kind of people they see as an entrepreneur. So people will say, why did you get an entrepreneur and do the garden for you? I mean, in America, you would never think of a gardener as an entrepreneur. Never. There would not be. An entrepreneur is someone who makes big money, who has power, and who, you know, is the big guy and plays the game and, you know, whatever, big money and funding and whatever else. It's so far away from a gardener. But here in Europe, we still have that kind of thinking. Even so, it's tinted a lot now because of the influence of the American way. I mean, we have YouTube, social media and so on. You know, there's no way you can separate this. So this is going to be still part of it. We bring it in here, and in Europe, we slowly start to see entrepreneurship in the same way. Now, when we picked up entrepreneurship, then I was thinking, first when I started the whole thing, I thought, well, how on earth can we define entrepreneurship in Europe? What does this actually mean? And I realized there isn't really a way of separating this somehow, and I don't even think it's a good idea to separate it, because it doesn't really matter if you're in the States, in Europe, or wherever. It is always about one thing. And for me, the definition of entrepreneurship really comes out to deciding on the direction you want to take and then take the steps to get you there. This is pretty much entrepreneurship. And you can take this in any direction. This is also why we are playing entrepreneurship in life. We're talking about entrepreneurship in career. We're talking about entrepreneurship in business. There isn't really a separation of this. In the end, the big difference between an entrepreneur and a non-entrepreneur is that an entrepreneur is not waiting for something to happen, but it makes things happen. while often a non-entrepreneur is waiting for the right opportunity and then takes the opportunity to do it. This isn't quite the same thing. There are big differences between those two. So, you know, you are working in a company and you're waiting for another job opening so you can jump in and hopefully you get a better job. You become a team leader or whatever, you know, or a department leader or whatever this is you're working in. So in the end, you're just waiting for the opportunities to come and you do very little to get you there. You're just hoping for the best. Very often, non-entrepreneurs, they work in organizations where there is an automated process to grow, you know. So someone is in the company for so long will automatically become a team leader, for example, and therefore gets a better job, better income, and so on. This is a very common, still very, very common, especially in larger organizations. So these are what I call non-entrepreneurs. Now, keep in mind, this is not a judgment call. I'm not saying only entrepreneurs are the great guys. No, not at all. It's just a different way of looking at things. You don't want to wait for something to happen. You want to make things happen. So this is it. You're looking for it. You're looking, actively looking for it. And you're not passive. You're more active towards it, proactive towards things you want. But of course, being proactive sometimes can go wrong. I mean, this is also clear. Sometimes you take a step in a direction and after a while you realize the wrong direction. Or you're not able to do it. You just didn't figure out the right way to make it happen. That's just it. That's a risk you take if you are proactive. There's nothing more you can do about it. It's part of the game. While someone who is maybe non-entrepreneurial doesn't really have that. I mean, it pops up or not. But of course, it's also possible it never pops up. And if that happens, then, well, you know, I never got a chance. Yeah, you have an excuse. While a proactive person has far less excuse because it was the person taking the steps, you know. So, well, you see what I mean? So this is the difference. So entrepreneurship is really about taking things in your own hands and make it happen. But not just that. Also, focusing all your actions in a specific direction. This is important. I mean, I can just go for a walk. That doesn't, you know, I'm doing things. I'm taking steps, you know, to do something. Now, that is not entrepreneurial. That's just you doing something. That's not quite the same thing. It's like if you are an athlete and you go to the Olympics, your game is to get the gold medal, right? I mean, you're going for the top. You're going for the best. And you're going to take everything, whatever it needs, whatever it takes to go there, to make this happen. You might make it, you might not, but definitely you're going to go for it. You're not going to just go there, you know what, I'm okay if I'm the 20th. That would be the wrong thing. But even that would still be a goal. I mean, even if you decide I want to be the 20th or minimum under the top 20, that is still a goal. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, it's not a lower level or anything. It's still something, a direction you take and you're going to make it and you measure, all right, what does it take to get in under the top 20? And that's what you're going for. If you don't think you're ready yet for the gold medal, of course. So these are the things you can do that. But if you just sit around all day and wait for someone to come to you and say, hey, by the way, you want to go to the Olympics? Maybe you have a chance. Oh, yeah, maybe. I mean, that's not entrepreneurial. You get my point? So these are really the difference. Now, in Europe, we have a very strong, I mean, without being political here, but we have a very different social structure. We have unemployment money, which is paid for in most countries for a very long period of time. If unemployment money is no longer paid, you have some sort of social support, which is paid for you to a certain. And it doesn't mean you feel good and you're in a good state when you get social support. Of course not. It's still crap, right? I mean, don't get me wrong. But at least you have something. There's something happening. You know, something. You have a minimal amount of pension. All of those things. In many states in the United States, you don't have that at all. You know, you are really completely on your own. You're better off moving your ass and get going. Because if you don't, well, you might end up on the street. And that's not where you want to be, right? So the pressure in the States is extremely high, while the pressure in Europe is much lower, which also means you have less people taking the jump, you know, and taking the risk and do it because, well, if I don't take the risk, what's going to happen to me? I'm just going to get unemployment money and that's it. I still get an apartment and that's all there is. Yeah, of course, if you think like this, there is not much incentive. Now, is it good or not? No, I don't know. This is... Because in my personal opinion, entrepreneurship is a mindset thing. It's not so much purely on the actions you take. It's if you want more, if you're curious, if you want to explore, if you want to see, is there a way to do this different? If you just, you know, like childish play, looking for ways, oh, what's behind that corner? I want to see what that is. That's an entrepreneur. This is an entrepreneurial accent, you know, there's something there, something more than this. Now, if you now can take the step to just thinking about it and being curious, take the step to find out and actually see, maybe I can do this. And then you take the action to do it, to get there, to slowly try. well, you know, then you become an entrepreneur. This is really what entrepreneurship is about. And at the academy, what we do, we take those curious minds and we say, okay, let's help you. Let's see what it takes for you to figure out if that could work for you without being scared or without being, you know, putting yourself in a dangerous situation. No, take all the skills, learn the skills you need to actually make this happen, to investigate, to assess the risk and assess the risk in a way that you can see, all right, I can do this. Also, maybe learn a little bit on the way how you can trust yourself more, what techniques you can do to do that, how with what kind of people you're going to surround yourself to make these things happen. Plays a big role, by the way. You will find out if you ever join us, so you will see what I mean. There is this attitude to this that also makes a big thing. And what we're trying to do, we're trying to bring this attitude in. If you're surrounded by people where you ask the question, do you think I can do this? And they will turn around and say, why not? I mean, what are you going to say? The chances that you're going to try is so much higher than if you're surrounded by people and say, oh, I don't know. I don't think you should do this. This is risky, you know. Well, the chance that you're not going to do it is so much higher, right? Think about it. Think about where this takes you. And this is what the Entrepreneur Academy is about. So, and of course, we thought a lot about at the beginning. We thought, is it going to be a university? Is it going to be a school? Is it going to be what? But then we decided to make this an academy. And the reason this is an academy, because the only real way you can gain trust in yourself and your abilities to do things and to deal with uncertain situations is by jumping in and do it. And for that, you need guidance. So you cannot just learn it. If I just tell you, just do that and it's great, but you've never actually done it, it's not quite the same. But if I say, well, try now, I'm with you. Let's go, let's do this. And then you do it and you realize, actually, that worked. Or if it didn't work for whatever reason, you learn how to deal with that not working. Suddenly it becomes not such a big deal. Things are happening. And that's why the academy. An academy is like a mix between learning, so gaining knowledge, at the same time practicing the knowledge you gained. That's really where this whole thing comes in. And in Europe, we need more of this. Let's be honest. We're relying an awful lot on governments and on other institutions to support our life and to control our life as much as possible. I don't think this is good for neither the governments nor for us. What every country needs, and Europe specifically really needs, is young people or people with this curious mind who are willing to take the plunge and try it out and see how it works. And that way bring everyone forward, gain, you know, more advantages for everyone around. And this is not separation. This is not about Europe being better than America or Russia or any of the, none of to do with this. It's purely about creating that general thought process of, yeah, we can do this. Of course we can do this. So instead of fighting for something that is not ours or defending something that is irrelevant, why not just do something new and figure it out and make it happen? We don't need to fight. We can just do it, right? There's nothing. Because, you know, in general speaking, another big aspect of entrepreneurship is, of course, the overcoming of fear. Because the biggest issue why many people don't do that or are very reactive in their ways is because they're scared. They don't trust themselves and they're scared that things go wrong and they might not be able to get out of it. And it's a valid fear. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yes, of course, things sometimes go wrong. But on the other hand, there is no reason why something should go wrong or something should go right. There is a, I don't know, statistically, I guess some people would say a 50-50 chance, but I don't see it like this because it's a question of the way you look at things. You can make anything happen, to be honest. You literally can make anything happen as long as it is for the good of others. If you fight others, you will always have fight people against you. But if it's for the good of others, you have people with you. That will make a big difference. This is another big aspect of entrepreneurship. The bigger aspect of entrepreneurship, beside your personal mindset and your personal way and curiosity and action taken, is also the reasons for doing so. The reason for doing so must be creating value for other people. If you can create value for other people, if I come to you and say, hey, I want to do something for you, this and this, and that's really valuable for you, are you not going to turn around and say to me, oh, no, I don't want you to do that? I mean, you will do anything and say, hey, yeah, of course. Hey, cool. I didn't think that. And you're not going to fight me. You're going to be on my side. You're going to help me. You're going to help me as much as possible because you feel I'm getting something there. This is really cool. This is the core element of it. And often when you find that these extreme entrepreneurs you find today, mainly in the United States, even so, don't get me wrong, there are in America, in Germany and in other countries as well. you just don't hear so much about them. They're not so much in the public eye, but the Americans love that public thing. So this is the big thing for them. They need it as well. They need it as a motivation driver, right? They need to have all those poor people having something to look forward to. Oh, I can do this too. I can be an Elon Musk. I can create the next Tesla instead of Tesla, whatever. I mean, you know what I mean? You need to have that dream in order to, you know, if you're really in shit, you need that dream. And that's why this, I think, is pushed very often. It's so sucked up by so many people. And the media, of course, plays along with it, which is like perfect, you know. It's like, you know, the perfect scenario. Now, in Europe, we don't have that so much. You know, we have a different perception to this. So coming back to this. So in the end, if you create value for others, so if you take a direction, which means you're creating value for other people and that's your goal, and you take the action steps to do so, you show everyone what you're doing, you're going to have people on your side. And as a whole, you're going to move that thing forward. And really, this is what entrepreneurship is about. So understanding as well, if I can't create value, maybe I should consider not doing it because it doesn't really help. If the value is just created for myself, then I can't expect anyone else to help me doing it. Then you're on your own. And then it's a high risk, of course. But if you do this for others, then it's not. It's much less of a risk. You can reduce the risk just by that aspect. You get my point? So let's bring it back to the nominator. What is entrepreneurship? What does it is? So in its essence, you decide on the direction and you take the steps to go there. That's the baseline. And the direction must be something that creates value for other people. And if you have that, if you fulfill those factors, you're on the right path. You're an entrepreneur. Well, I hope that gave you a bit of an insight what I see at least on the entrepreneurship and what the A stands for and what we're trying to do here and where we want to take this. And if you're interested to join us and interested to learn more about entrepreneurship, just get in contact. You know, we're very happy to give you any information you like and help you as much as we can to make your life, your entrepreneurial life, an amazing one. Take care, guys. It was great talking to you. Have a great time. Bye-bye.